peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. On Sunday, during church, I had a children's message about an invitation I had received and that you received. This was the invitation I got. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That's a heck of an invitation. And this is the text for our meditation this evening from Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Now, not all invitations are glories. Not all invitations are what they appear to be. Left to our own sinful ways, we would refuse to do what we consider to be below us. The tempting lies of the devil have us believing that we are really something that we really aren't. As children of Adam and Eve, we desire to be like God. We seek after fame and fortune. We desire the praise of others. We covet pomp, power, prestige, and possessions. We believe ourselves to be above all others. And so we have gladly accepted the devil's invitation to join him in his make-believe kingdom. A kingdom built on shallow promises and selfish lies. A kingdom of flesh catering to all of our basic desires. Where we are. So repent. Confess the sins that even you hide from yourselves. The delusions of your heart. Confess who you truly are, people. Full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. We're gossipers, slanderers, God-haters. We're insolent. We're arrogant. Boastful, senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. That is what we are. So repent. The lies of the devil are never delivered as they are promised. Through the voice of the gospel, hear and heed the invitation that we hear tonight. The invitation to join Christ in his kingdom. Of course, not all invitations are glorious. Not all invitations are what they appear to be. Over the coming weeks, you're going to hear the hymn, Savior of the Nations, Come. Savior of the Nations, Come. Virgin Son, make here your home. Marvel now, O heaven and earth, that the Lord chose such a birth. When there was nothing, there was God, the Holy Trinity. We confess in the Nicene Creed, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, very God. Begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father by whom all things were made. Out of pure darkness, out of nothing, the invitation came from the Father to the Son, an invitation to join him in the creation of all things, visible and invisible. An invitation to be the Word. The Word in which all things were made and without which nothing was made. Of course, not all invitations are glorious and not all invitations speaking in such creating that God did, God, the Holy Trinity, was wholly vulnerable. The creation could turn against its creator. The self-giving love of the Holy Trinity could, they could never pressure its creation. And it would never manipulate for self-satisfaction. For when the perfect creation fell into the abyss of darkness and night, the all-creating Word could do nothing but become incarnate among that which He had once made and spoken good. The perfect Word of creation, Jesus the Christ, became the Word made flesh. The Father's invitation to come down among His sinful children was fully and completely embraced by the Son, so that He might speak words of light and life into this fallen world that we live in. In humility and the truest of love, the Son left His throne in heaven and joined Himself to Mary's womb, taking up flesh through the speaking of a Word. The only begotten Son of God was knit inside the Virgin Mother that He might be fully what He had once created Himself. The invitation to become one of us is the greatest miracle of God. Not only that He created all things, but that He would create Himself to be like us. And to be like us in every way. That He might speak us righteous, holy. For this Word made flesh spoke the very words of life. He came healing disease, raising to life, forgiving sin, granting eternal life, all with simply a Word. And unlike the devil's words, His Word always does what it says. His Word restores and makes us whole all that which was once sick and separated. From the manger, newborn light shines in glory through the night. Darkness dared no more resides. In this light, faith now abides. See the hymns that we sing and praise God say so much, especially here in Advent. As Advent is, I believe, in my own opinion, perhaps the most contemplative or thoughtful season of the whole church year. Advent is an invitation. Not all invitations are glorious. Not all invitations are what they appear to be. The invitation to join Christ in His kingdom, no matter what season of the church year, is an invitation to follow in His suffering and in His death. The Advent invitation is a call to take up our cross and follow Jesus Christ. The Advent invitation at the same time calls us to share the gospel to the very ends of the earth, to sow the seed that has been given to do the work while there is still light. Faith is the truest theme of Advent. Faith given by our Heavenly Father through the Word that trusts the Word to deliver all that it promises. A faith that is certain of what is hoped for and is sure of what is not seen. For very soon, the invitation will come from the Father for the Son to come down again. Not in new flesh, but in His crucified and glorified self. And on that great and glorious day, every knee will bow confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then the invitation. Remember what it was that I just read when we started? Come, you who are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The Word made flesh will be in our hearts and it will be on our lips. May the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.